Thank you for calling customer support. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
Hi, yes, good morning.
Good morning.
07039.
Thank you. What is your first and last name, please?
Stella Ma.
Thank you. 1 minute, please.
Thank you.
Spell the last name for me, please.
Our last name is M, like Mary A.
Thank you. Would you repeat that zip code for me again, please?
07039.
Thank you. I'm looking for your name. Thank you for your patience.
Okay, thank you.
And may I have your shipping address, please?
8 Gallo Court, Livingston, New Jersey.
Thank you. Okay, Ms. Ma, I'm going to be responding to you in 1 minute. Thank you. I do see an order for June 2nd for the kitchen item. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I just want to know the status. When can I get the shipment?
Okay, so hold on 1 minute for me, please. So you've read the terms and conditions and you know what this is, yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You mean the product, right, that I order?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So any item that you receive, it's 3 to 5 business days, unless it's delayed. It's by the postal service.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So has it been out yet? Has the order been shipped out yet? Is there a tracking number? Because I don't get any email confirmation at all from this order.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give me 1 minute, please. Thank you. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What does it say? What does it say? It says that you have won this or you have bought this.
I have bought it.
You have bought it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a KitchenAid product.
Say it again.
It's a KitchenAid product. And it was posted on Facebook, and I bought it online.
Okay. Thank you. 1 minute for me, please.
Yes, and I answered 3-question survey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and you read the terms and conditions, correct?
Well, when you said terms and conditions, to be honest, I don't recall it prompted out. So basically, I answer three questions. They ask for my name and address and the shipping address, and I enter it, and then that's it.
Okay, 1 minute for me, please. So they didn't, usually the terms and conditions are right there so that you know what the procedure is and the timing of everything. That's why I'm asking you.
Oh.
It tells you
like 6 days to have it delivered.
And say it again, please.
They do mention about three to five business days to process the order, to deliver the order.
Okay. And they explained everything else to you in terms of
Yes.
Okay.
And I also get the confirmation number and such and such.
Okay. Thank you for your patience. I'll be right with you. I'm looking to just confirm information for you.
Okay.
Thank you. You're being very patient. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
I'm still here. I'll be with you now in a minute. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so Ms. Ma?
Yes.
So that's why I keep asking you about the terms and conditions, because this product that you say you have bought, you have actually bought a ticket in a sweepstakes. You have not bought a kitchen item. The kitchen item is if you win in the sweepstakes. You bought a ticket. You understand? You bought a ticket, and you bought a membership into a discount store.
Okay. You know what? If they say to reverse it, that is not what it says on the print.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It clearly says that, oh, this is the product. This is how much it costs with the shipping fee. It did not mention that this is a sweepstake. It did not mention about membership, and I have it. I screenshot every image Okay. So is it possible to reverse? I don't want it then. I don't want this membership.
Okay, 1 minute for me, please. Thank you.
Yes, please reverse the transaction.
Thank you for your patience. Ms. Ma?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm canceling the account. Okay, I'm already canceling the account. And let me give you the cancellation number, please.
Okay.
Okay. That number is C like Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Then it's 260-396. 066.
Okay, let me repeat that. See, like Charlie, 260-396-066.
That is right.
Okay, and that's my cancellation number?
Correct. Meaning that on your account there would be no more charges or shipment.
Okay. Yes. Yes, I don't want to purchase the sweepstakes because it's deceiving. That's not what it says online. You know, I mean, what I'm trying to say is that they said Walmart lost the contract with the KitchenAid. They want to get rid of the inventory, you know, and they selling for X amount of money. But they did not mention about the sweepstake. They did not mention about the drawing and so, okay?
I do understand, ma'am. So,
okay.
Let me see right here. Okay. So, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. So I won't be charged. It will be credit to my account, and I got the cancellations, and I'm done.
Hold on 1 minute for me. Okay, thank you for your patience. Yeah. One more thing for your account so I can make sure it's clear.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience. Mm-hmm. We're almost done. I'm just making sure everything is clear.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Everything is computerized, so we want to make sure everything is clear.
Okay.
I'm still here, Miss Ma.
Okay.
I'm still here and I'm waiting for a response. Thank you.
Okay.
Ma'am, so I've given you the cancellation and it's the refund, the refund and cancellation tracking number for that $795, okay? And that it is now, your account is now officially closed.
Okay.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. Anything else, Ms. Ma, to assist
no,
you with?
I just want to confirm. I mean, I see a lot of pages on the Facebook that's selling the product for $2.
Yeah.
It's the KitchenAid mixer. So mm-hmm. It's not true?
It is. You are getting a part of a sweepstakes, a contest entry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I guess all those pages that I saw on the Facebook, it just allowed you pay for the sweepstakes entry. But
yes.
It's not selling for $2 purchase.
No.
It's a sweepstake.
It's a sweepstake to see if you win the mixer.
Okay. Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just too good to be true, so I figure let me try it. Okay, no problem. As long as I get my money back, that's all it matters to me.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you
okay,
for calling customer support. Okay.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.